Hello, I'm Chris Basden, an editor with AICPA's Journal of Accountancy. You're listening to the J of A podcast, where we talk about the key issues facing the accounting profession. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about how CPAs might soon be using drone aircraft to help them do their job. My guest is Julia Morris, a project administrator for state, regulatory, and legislative affairs at the AICPA. Hello, Julia. How are you today?
Good, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. So, Julia, this sounds like something out of science fiction. Can you start off by telling us just how CPAs are involved in the drone market?
Absolutely. So it does sound a little futuristic, but when we're talking about drones, what we're really talking about are commercial drones, and their technical term is unmanned aircraft system. The drone is a much cooler word, so we'll use that. And we're really talking about drones under 35 pounds, so pretty small, not talking anything like large military drones, just very small little aircraft. And CPA firms are getting involved because they're using them to audit and inspect land, agriculture, and facilities. It's a lot safer to do these inspections than using a manual inspection, and it's also more cost-effective. If you think about it, you could fly a little drone over a big patch of agriculture in half an hour, whereas it would take a person several hours to drive around the field.
So why are we talking about this issue now? There have been drones, I guess, for a few years. Certainly the military's had access to them. Has the technology evolved recently, or have there been some kind of legislative changes that is causing this to come to the forefront?
Yeah, so the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, which does all aviation regulation on a federal level in the United States, had a new rule come out on August 29th. And so before, the regulatory system in the United States was very restrictive. It was very costly. So we really only saw really big firms using the drones because it was so expensive to go through that compliance process. But now with the new rule, they're opening up the market for a lot more extensive commercial drone operations. So previously, you had to get this special FAA license to operate a drone. It was expensive, and it took a lot of time, and it was hard to get. But now they have this remote pilot certificate that pretty much anyone can get. You have to be at least 16, you have to pass an aeronautical knowledge test, and you have to pass a TSA background check. But once you have that, you can be a drone operator. So you can see that's a lot easier than getting like a full pilot's license.
And so tell me again a little bit about the aircraft. Tell me a little bit more about the size of them and how fast
Sure.
they go, that type of thing.
Yeah. So we're talking like under 35 pounds. So drones can get up to be really, really big, but we're talking mostly about 35 pounds and under. And with the new FAA rule, there are some different operating requirements. So you have to keep the aircraft in your visual line of sight. So you can't fly it farther than you can see it. It has to fly under 400 feet. You have to fly during the day, so they're still pretty restrictive about what you can do during the nighttime hours, and you have to fly under 100 miles per hour.
And I'm assuming these aircraft have cameras on them, and that would allow you to help you to pilot, and it would also allow you to do the auditing that you're talking about, right?
Yes, exactly. So the drones can transmit visual and audio back to the operator.
How many firms are we seeing involved in this already, or has nobody really got super involved in it, at least in the U.S.? I think there maybe some firms are doing it more overseas. Is that right?
Yeah. So we see a lot of stuff happening overseas. So, for example, PwC has a global drone headquarters in Poland, and they have it there with the intention of bringing these services around the world. But because of the U.S. had this really strict regulatory structure previously, a lot of the testing is happening in other countries. But now with the more inclusive rule, we really expect to see a lot more commercial drone operation, especially by midsize and smaller firms in the United States.
What kind of market is there for these types of services?
So PwC estimates that the global market for infrastructure inspection and agricultural surveys actually exceeds $77 billion. So that's a really big market, and drones are poised to disrupt that and really change the face of how those inspections and audits are completed.
Tell me a little bit more about what the environment looks like in the states right now.
Sure. So almost every state has some kind of law or regulation about drone usage. So just in 2016, 38 states considered drone legislation and 16 passed new laws. Some of these new laws are really supportive. So, for example, Delaware passed a resolution that expresses support for the development of drones and increased training opportunities through the new FAA network. Alaska wants to make sure state land is available for the development of drone technology. Some states are really not as supportive and have some concerns, and so we've seen a lot of restrictions come through on the state level too.
And what is the AICPA's involvement?
So because CPA firms are using these, and we expect more smaller and mid-sized firms to start doing so in the near future, we are tracking legislation and regulation at a state level. Because almost every state regulates drones a little differently, it's really important for CPA firms to understand the regulatory environment before operating a drone in their state.
And how can CPAs find out more information about what, either the state regulations or any federal regulations?
They can contact our team, the State Regulation and Legislation Team, at state@aicpa.org. They can email us. The National Conference of State Legislatures, NCSL, also has a lot of really great information on their website about it.
So there's been some opposition to commercial drone use. Can you talk a little bit about why that is?
Sure. So as you can imagine, with any kind of new technology, there always come some concerns about how it's being used. And with drones, privacy concerns are a big one. So the new FAA rule really severely limits your ability to fly over people because they are concerned about the privacy and the intrusion of, you know, flying over someone's private property or flying over a big group of people in a public area. Many states have echoed that, prohibiting drones from flying over private property or things like that. There's also a lot of concern about interference with other aircraft, like planes. So, for example, Oregon made it a criminal offense to interfere with another aircraft through a drone.
Other than CPAs, who's using the drones right now commercially?
So my favorite is the burrito drone.
The burrito drone.
Yeah, so it's a drone that will deliver you burritos. It's not actually operational yet, but it's something that Chipotle has been working on. And there's been a few others, like a pizza drone and a taco drone. Amazon has a big drone program. So it's coming. Commercial drones are coming. It just depends on how fast the regulatory environment adapts.
And is that pretty much what's keeping their growth in check right now, is the regulatory environment?
Absolutely, yeah. So the U.S. has still, even with the new FAA rule, it's still a pretty strict environment. There's a lot of rules you have to follow, and you want to be really careful to comply. So that slows a lot of the technological growth.
In terms of operating them, is there a way that people can go about getting the skills that they need in order to do that?
Yes. So when the FAA issued the new license, they also issued guidance on how to get the license. They issued guidance on, you know, studying for the exam. And they will allow some waivers for people who already had the previous kind of license and a couple other things. So they have a whole landing page on their website that explains the requirements and how to get, how to apply for a waiver, how to study for the test, all those kind of things.
What kind of liability concerns are there that CPA should be aware of?
So as with any regulatory rule, there are a lot of concerns about liability. So lots of states have rules about, you know, what happens if your drone crashes on someone's property or interferes in someone's airspace or things like that. So CPAs should monitor their state regulation and legislation very carefully to see what the rules are and see what will happen if something goes wrong.
Thanks, Julia. And I'd also like to thank our audience for listening today. If you enjoyed this podcast, check out more JFA podcasts on our website and in the CPA Insider newsletter.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.